Freddie has over 30 years' experience managing primary care and behavioral health programs in public health and community behavioral health settings, and he currently works in the Office of the Medical Director, Alameda County Behavioral Health Care Services. Are you good? Okay,
I think. Thank you very much, Margaret.
You're welcome.
Change. And I'm thinking about that word because as I left Alameda County, we have an FQHC that has refused to change. And because of that, and serves a very vulnerable black population. The CEO wants to run everything, do it his own way, be the medical director, be the CEO, be the main person on the board, and because of that, Hersha has finally said, hey, enough is enough. We're taking your money. We're going to rebid you. The issue with this is that this is the last black FQHC health center in California, the very last one. But again, it's been because the refusal to change and learn from change to go forward. And I think as professionals, we can never, never forget that we always have to go about change, be it on a personal, professional basis, as an organization. We all have to focus on change and meeting the change and the needs of change and of our environment and of our clients. So with that, I want to go back to 2006, 2007, wherein a lot of research was coming out about individuals that were served by public mental health systems who were dying 25 years earlier than the population served by other public managed care systems. And then if that person had a substance abuse disorder, they were dying 30 years earlier to, you know, compared to other individuals on public mental health or public managed care systems. And with that, they weren't dying because of the mental illnesses, all of you know. They were not dying because of the substance abuse. They were dying because of chronic illnesses. Not getting access to primary care, not getting access to doctors to treat diabetes, hypertension, asthma, and also heart disease. So, I think it was around 2008, 2009, Linda Rosenberg started talking to Congress about, hey, you know, you guys need to fund some money into bringing primary care into the behavioral health setting. And I came on board in Alameda County at the Behavioral Health Department to basically talk to our department about how to really start looking at integration. And we started with a council or a little work group that with primary care members on. We had members of our managed care on it. And we were just going back and forth, you know, not really getting anywhere because primary care was telling behavioral health, and we're a specialty, what we call in California, a carve-out behavioral health system. We get special money from the state just to treat the most seriously mentally ill. We weren't worrying about the mild to moderate individuals. We said that's the FQHC's responsibilities. Let them do it. Let them handle it. We got the seriously mentally ill, and we got money from the state. So they do their job, we'll do ours, and we don't need to talk. And Linda Rosenberg went up to Congress and told them, you know, hey, you guys really need to address these issues and these disparities. And I'll never forget that because she's the one that said, you know, hey, give them some money to do some grants. And that's how our SAMHSA grant got started. We didn't get selected. Alameda County didn't get selected in the first go-round. We scored high, but we didn't sky high enough for the first 13 grantees. But I think one of the things that it made our leadership make a decision on what way and direction we were going to go. So although we had set up a project and we submitted a proposal trying to design two sites, our county said, oh, we didn't get the grant, but we're still going to do something. And we're going to use Mental Health Services Act dollars, the millionaire tax, to fund at least one site in Oakland where our most seriously mentally ill clients reside with the most disparities, and do something with a primary care provider there. And we started. We started planning, and that's when we really started talking about with a primary care organization, lifelong medical group. And that organization was a partner and a willing partner from the beginning. So it was almost like you were just saying how sometimes you have a nice marriage, and at the same time they're more than an on-paper collaborator and partner and making a project work and become to fruition. And then when we finally got the notice that, yeah, we got some extra money, we're going to fund you. And this is from SAMHSA. We said, hey, let's go, because now we got not only the county's resources from the Mental Health Services Act dollars, we also have this nice grant from SAMHSA. We're really set to go. And so we operate now two sites. So let me get started here. Okay, I'm not making any more money. I'm only employed by Alameda County. And as Margaret was saying, PATH stands for Promoting Access to Health. And this was the logo here was designed not by staff but by peers, individuals with lived experience who were on our advisory board, who advised us, hey, for your brochure, we want something that's attractive to us. People that have, you know, a server that we serve and that, you know, we know would be attracted to something like this. So that's how we got the logo, and it's been on our a part of our project ever since, and that's over 5 years now. Our goals of the PATH, the PATH project are one, to improve access to primary care services with the goal of improving health outcomes for SMI clients. Two, become the medical home for these clients. You know, we make no bones about it. We want to be their medical home. They come to us for their psychiatric support and their case management, and they feel welcome and they feel at home in our sites. So now we also want to wrap that around with some primary care so they get the full package. And three, we wanted to develop a sustainable financial model to use to expand our PATH clinics to other additional county-operated sites. In Alameda County, we have five county-operated adult community support centers, and then we have an additional 13 that are operated by CBOs. Now, the health characteristics of the clients that we serve at our PATH project. In fiscal year 2013-14, we had approximately 2814 clients that were served by our adult community support center system. The major psychiatric diagnosis for those individuals was schizophrenia, 65%. Bipolar disorder was next, 13%. And depressive disorder, 10%. And then psychiatric disorders were 9%, and the other three were anxiety and adjustment disorders. So again, you can see schizophrenic are the major clients that we serve in our adult community support centers in Alameda County. Now, the health diagnosis of many of those participants looks like this, and this is data that we took from the managed care plan that our system serves. Individuals that are served in our adult community support center, 228% more likely to have diabetes, 62% more likely to be diagnosed with hypertension, 61% to be more likely diagnosed with asthma, and 53% more likely to be diagnosed with heart disease. Now, this is not against the whole general population of Alameda County. I'm talking about individuals that belong to the public managed care plan, i.e., other individuals that are on Medicaid or Medi-Cal, as we know it in California. But again, they're compared with public individuals in comparison. And you can see these health comparisons in terms of the major chronic illnesses. Now, when we talk about our structure, we set up our project where we contracted with two federally qualified health centers. We have one project in Oakland, what we call the Northern Region, and then we have another project in South County, which is in Fremont, California, the South Region. And with that, each of those primary care organizations decided to put a satellite clinic where they could operate and do primary care under 20 hours a week. Thank you, Margaret. I'm sorry. I'm talking a little too much here. And again, the site became the medical home for those clients. Our two organizations were Lifelong Medical Care and Tri-City Health Center. And just like we talked about, there's so much change. And in just the 4 years that we've had our SAMHSA project, Lifelong has gone through a major reorganization. Tri-City has lost almost a majority of its leadership team, and then a new leadership team is in place. So it's this constant change, and we have to adjust to that. Our team consists of, from the FQHC, a primary care provider, a certified medical assistant, a full-time clinic coordinator, and an integrated care assistant who serves as sort of like a front office administrative secretary. The county provides a psychiatrist who provide consultation to the primary care team, our nurse care coordinator, who is the glue to this whole project, and she's a full-time behavioral health staff member, a peer counselor, and we have the case managers that are in place to provide case management support. Now, in terms of how the PATH clinic works, we average about 20 minutes a visit. Our care assistants make the reminder calls and cover no-shows with walk-ins and clients that are in the clinic. We have a peer staff counselor who works with helping clients get to their appointments, but also making sure they also run the wellness services, and they also do run peer support groups. The team meets, I think this is our jewel of our project, we call it the debrief session. At the end of every half-day clinic, we have a 30-minute debrief of all the clients that were seen, and the primary care director gives directions on what needs to be followed up on every client that was seen. That means that things get done. That nurse care coordinator goes to the team meetings of the behavioral health staff. She makes sure that every case manager knows how their client on their caseload needs to be followed, what the specialty appointments they need to get to, how they need to make sure that there's a problem with either medications or issues, and if there's some substance abuse that's been identified. Those are the areas that really make our project gel. And that nurse that we have, our nurse care coordinator, she's a gem. Our wellness activities, we have not only we have the peer counselor facilitates our wellness activities. And with that, we have cooking classes, living well classes, which is also, we use WHAM, which stands for Whole Health Action Management Plan developed by SAMHSA. We have tobacco cessation. And then we also have meditation, movement, and lunch and learns with doctors. And we have a PATH clinic where a lot of our clients just hang out and relax and calm down. But one of the things is that when you have resources coming in, be it student interns, other peers that come in, you have an opportunity to get some very creative things done, i.e. they rename classes instead of, stress reduction. Our social work interns renamed that fun and games, and that got the clients interested. Our meditation yoga class became Feel Good Friday, and this brings clients in and it keeps them engaged. And that's one of the things, like Ms. Min said, how do we keep clients engaged? We have a visionary retreat every year where we have consumers, family members, board and care operators come together and tell us what's working, what's not working, and what we can do better and set some goals for the future. Benefits of outcome. In terms of outcome number one, we improved access for low users who previously 1 year before integration had only a half of a primary care visit a year. After our integration of our project, they had 5.1. For heavy users, those that had 12, almost 13 visits a year, came down to 6.3. And a lot of that is due to care management. In terms of health outcomes, out of our clients, what we did, we looked at clients that belonged to the FQHC that were not enrolled in our project, and then we looked at the ones that were enrolled in PATH, and you can see that basically those enrolled, which is in the green, and improved not only in blood glucose, they improved in blood pressure, and they also improved, most important of all, in their BMI. And that's because of the wellness activities, the walking, the exercise, and movement. Collaborative leadership, and this is what I want to leave you with. This project does not work unless you have strong collaborative leadership. If you don't have good, strong collaborative leaders working in these projects, that's going to work with the FQHCs and make them a real partner. And one of the examples I want to use of that is that you make their problems your problems. When they're not seeing enough patients to meet their money to cover their cost, you go out and find new patients. One of the things I do is that I've been able to go get a substance abuse program that basically had clients that weren't getting primary care. And now our PATH project is seeing them. And we've enrolled 25 seriously mentally ill and substance abuse users that weren't getting primary care neither for the same identical reasons as our mental health clients. And what that's done is that basically it's made their productivity a lot better, their cost, the primary care provider's cost covered, and basically we have a stronger program. Collaboration is key. And you always got to have leaders that are willing to think out of the box and step out there, although you don't have authority, but you act like you have authority. And you act like you have, basically, you're going to make things happen because it benefits the organization. It benefits the clients. And I want to leave you with that. Okay. Thank you very much.